It's Saturday morning, and this is your show, Saturday Live. Like that. You just stop it just like that. I thought maybe a bit of music behind my voice. Just a little bit. No, he says. I simply love that music. Honestly, I can listen to it all day. Not because it's the music of our show, you know, being biased, but I simply love that music. Well, welcome back to Saturday Live. A little echo in my earphones here, but I know that Mohammed Zain has been complaining about the earphones, so I don't mind. Hello. Nice hearing my voice there. Yes, indeed. It is the Entertainment Hour. Yes, indeed, my favorite, and I take it it'll be your favorite as well. Nou kom sit so 'n bietjie nader na die draadloos. Jy weet mos wat is 'n draadloos, né? Kom sit so 'n bietjie nader because we are speaking to a director and an actress, yes, of what play? Hairspray. I didn't tell you can laugh yet.
It's a lot louder than that.
No sounds, please. Yes, Hairspray the Musical 2019. And right here, we are honored today to have in the studio the director of Hairspray the Musical 2019, Neil Leachman. And a very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you.
How excellent. Are you? I'm well, thank you, sir. And of course, an actress. Yes, indeed. Here she is. In person, she's in the house. It is Nawal Hawa. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. And how are you this morning?
Alhamdulillah, I'm well, just excited to have you here. And of course, we have seen Hairspray. Some of us have seen it on the stage. And most of us have seen it as movies, and that includes me. You must excuse me, a bit croaky in the voice and so. If I go away and cough and so, na praat jy so feel soos jy kan. Okay.
Wat gaan maar vir jou excuse for?
There we go. Yes, indeed. This is exciting. This is having Hairspray back in Cape Town. I think I can safely say back. I think it's been on stage in Cape Town before.
I don't recall.
You don't recall? Mm. Okay, I just had to say
it
something.
Might be. I don't know.
I had to say something just to fill in there, you know. Yes, indeed. Well, if not, if that's the case, we've got Hairspray. We've got it right here in Cape Town. Now, I'm going to start with Neil, if you don't mind.
Go right ahead.
You are so sweet. Thanks, Ms. Howard.
Thank you.
Good. Neil, now, for those of us who don't know Hairspray,
yes,
tell us about Hairspray.
It's a show about a teenage girl who loves everything about life and doesn't understand discrimination or anything like that. And she loves music. And what happens, let's not give away the story for those who haven't seen it, but she develops a romantic feeling for another kid, a boy, obviously, and this boy is in a TV show. But now Tracy is oversized. She's a teenager, but she's a big girl. And the TV show, this is all set in Baltimore in Maryland in the 1960s. So that's obviously, a time of political problems and racism. So the story goes around how her love for this boy basically ends up integrating a whole society of people. And, you know, there are other themes that are involved in it as well, and that's body shaming and how that gets overcome as well. But I think the most important part of the show for me is more about energy, the energy of young people and how the older generation can guide the young people, but the younger generation give the older generation energy and life and guide them into a new feeling. Tracy's mother, Edna, is very shy about herself as well. She hasn't been out of the house in 20 years and all sorts of things like that. And eventually she gets drawn out of herself as well into society and you know, ends up having a whole lot of fun. And Nawal's character as well, Motormouth, she's the DJ on... this is in the script on Negro Day. It's literally part of the script, so I'm not being rude.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
She's the DJ on the show on the Friday, and she becomes part of the story and part of how it all develops. So it's really good fun. And the best part of all is the music. The music and the energy of the dancing is huge. It's so much
now, when we say energy, when we say dancing, when we say yes. youngsters, that all happened in the 60s. Yeah, let's Olivietni. No, you're far too young. Now, that was vibrant, that was moving, and so. Mm. I'd like to know about your character. We touched on it, Neil touched on it, Nawal.
Motormouth Mabel is larger than life. She's large in every aspect of the way, in terms of physicality, mentally, spiritually. She's loud, but it doesn't take away from the essential side of her. She's a mother figure. She brings beautiful values. She engages young people in a way that makes them sit up and take note. And that is important. Because often as adults, we can stand and we can guide. But, you know, young people have a mind of their own. But here comes this woman with such an amazing heart. She's kind, really, really kind. But her value system is strong. And
yes.
It's grounded.
Absolutely.
And she can bring them into a thought. And she imparts those values to them. That is absolutely amazing.
And this is all as a musical.
Yep. Absolutely.
So everything is in a song. As I noticed you look up to the sky, you wanted to say something.
Yes, I want to say something about that aircon. Turn it down a bit, please.
There we go. Look, I told you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was just worried about the germs, you know. And yes, we spoke about the vibrant times, and what was my point before the aircon?
It was about Motormouth Mabel and the energy that she does bring.
Yes, indeed. Now, when we speak about your character, it is not the mother of... In other words, it's not Tron,
Tracy's mother.
It's not John Travolta, is it?
No.
Okay.
That's Edna.
Yeah, I'm referring to the movie, okay.
Yes.
Yes, very well played by John Travolta.
The movie, incidentally, is quite different from the show. The timelines are different. The outcomes take a different shape.
The timelines are different.
Yeah, so the storyline changes.
Yes.
In the film, the big climax scene is the confrontation outside the TV station and what happens after that.
Right.
And then it goes into the mother-daughter day, I think it was, or something like that in the film. Whereas in the show, the confrontation happens a lot sooner.
Sure.
And there's a whole lot of more development in the second act. It is slightly different, and because of that there's a different feel to it, which I prefer actually.
Now this is a big production. This is a big production, and at an enormous cost, I take it.
Yes.
And who coughs up all the money for this?
Well, Pinelands Players is an amateur society, and they have, over, I think, the last 3 or 4 years, Laura Bosman, who's the chair, and the committee of the Pinelands Players have built up
capital.
Yes, capital. Mm. Thank you. Over a number of shows. So you'll invest money into a show.
So polite, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You'll invest money into a show, and then people come and buy their tickets, and the money that you invest is offset by the ticket income.
Sure.
So they've done that over a few shows, and they've developed quite a nice bit of capital. And now they've decided they just want to put the money into something big that they can take out into a big space, which is Artscape, put on a semi-professional production. We can't call it professional because we don't pay the actors and actresses, but really a top-notch show. Get it out there, let people enjoy themselves, and just try something big.
As a director, how far can you take the show? You know,
onto the Artscape stage.
Yes, indeed. No. What I'm saying is making changes also. You know, if you speak about a mousetrap and whatever, you've got to stick to their rules, and there's got to be this. And
yeah. Look, the
Phantom of the Opera must have so many candles coming up, and so you know.
Look, the rules and the regulations regarding the copyright of the script. they dictate that you can't really change that much of the storyline. But inevitably, in any situation, unless you have exactly the right amount of whatever it is, whether it's money to create the right set or whether it's cast to create, all the aspects, all the elements need to be in the right place. And if they're not in the right place, you need to make changes. Fortunately, we have an incredible cast. It's just really nice to watch. It's nice to direct. And so we haven't had to make that many changes. There are one or two lines because of, the shifting of how we choose to present it. You have to change a line or something or a word.
Absolutely.
Or something. But there's nothing big. We haven't changed the entire show at all. We've gone according to the script. It's a 107-page script. It's a 100-minute show.
A live band? Live orchestra?
No, we're running with backing tracks.
Okay. Yeah. And complete with props and whatever?
Absolutely.
Yes.
We have the city of Baltimore to open with. It's like, it's a big set.
I was interviewing Fahim Stellenbaum last week, and I said, decor and what? He says, listen, mate, there's no such thing as decor, okay? It's props.
It's lighting.
Yes. I said, I call it decor.
And Fahim is lighting.
Let's get back to the actress quickly.
Yes.
Now, who is Miss Hauer?
Now, while Hauer has been on the scene since about 2002, you see, I am a fossil.
Not as old as I am.
Perhaps, who knows? And has done a lot of shows, some of them professional and some of them community theatre. I prefer to call it community theatre rather than amateur.
Yes.
Because we try and shift what the public out there perceive amateur to be.
Sure.
Yes, we don't get paid, but our work is certainly professional.
I like that.
It's very professional. And we serve the community. And what do we serve? We serve well-being.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? Really well said.
And throughout the years, I have chosen where I would like to place my skill. And often it was placed in community theatre because that's where I give back.
Ah, lovely.
And it's such an amazing platform because you find these youngsters who have probably for the first time landed on a massive stage. A lot of them are... they fear what's going to happen,
Absolutely.
And you, as the elder, if I can put it that way, you're there to not only guide, very much like motor mouth.
Yes, indeed.
Not only to guide, but to allow them to find the fun element and to overcome those fears.
Now, well, where did this love for acting, when did it start, do you think?
It was bred in me.
Yes.
It was. I had a cousin who was very prominent in the arts, in music, and my parents feared that I was going to follow his footsteps.
Typical parents, yeah.
Yes, and I did.
Yes.
I did, and if he had been alive today, I hope he would be, extremely proud of where I've come. But at school level, I used to do Stedfords and would win special golds. So there was something there that, that was meant for me to do. It was destined for me.
Absolutely.
And, and I took it with both hands and feet and jumped into it, and I'm enjoying the experience.
As a matter of fact, enjoying the experience, but you can actually feel the warmth from this actor. You can feel the warmth. You can feel the sincerity in all honesty.
Thank you.
And I appreciate that. Hats
Thank
off
you
to
so
you
much.
There. I remember I was in a school play, and they killed me on stage. And I walked off.
The question is, is it the first act or the second act?
The gods got hold of me before they killed the bailiff, and the bailiff was killed. And the bailiff walked off the stage, yes, indeed. And I was in big trouble. Mr. Delport, and may he be blessed. A really tough taskmaster. And I hope he's still alive. I wonder if he's still alive, though. But Mr. Delport, yes, Trafalgar High School, remember the bailiff who walked off stage after being killed. Let's pry a little more and let's go to Neil. Thank you, Ms.
Hauer. It's my pleasure.
Really appreciate it. Love you to bits.
Thank you.
Back to Neil. I can't say love you to bits, but of course we love you to bits. Neil Leachman.
Yes.
Age 43. Who is Neil?
Is that how old you are?
That's how young you are. Who is Neil Leachman?
Neil Leachman is a musician. I'm a qualified musician and an artist, a creator. I write a lot of music. I've done a few creative things. And I'm chiefly, at this point, an educator. I've been in education since I was 20. So it's a long time to be in education. So I love the idea of giving back to people. I thrive off of it. I see the opportunity to allow an actor, a student, to get spark in their eyes from a moment, to realize something, and I feel that when I see it, and that's what keeps me going.
Gosh, you know, you said he feels it when a student has that spark in the eye and whatever.
Absolutely.
And I got shivers down my spine when he said that, because that's so true.
That's the truth, yeah.
You know, you can give me the world of money, but it doesn't cover that feeling when you see this.
You can give me the world of money if you have.
I would love it, thanks.
Yes, indeed. But in all honesty, what we do, well, this is community work as well.
Absolutely.
You know, and I simply love it. Yeah. And 3 hours I get on a Saturday is good enough for me.
Yeah.
And then I wait for the next 3 hours again. Yes, indeed. Right, the show, of course, is a Hairspray the Musical 2019. Where does this take place?
This is taking place in Artscape from the 2nd of February until the 16th of February. So that's 2 weeks and three weekends.
You unfair.
Why?
So little.
Okay, give us more money. We can extend that.
You said you had loads of money.
You're going to see what's going to happen after that second week.
Well,
the people who want more and more and more, they're going to really and truly enjoy
it. I hope so. That's what we want, yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. So from the 2nd of Feb to?
Correct. The 2nd is a Saturday. Mm. So we run one show on the Saturday, then a show matinee on the Sunday.
Mm.
And then we run Tuesday through to Friday evening shows. Then it's the Saturday, two shows and a Sunday matinee again, and then the full week again, Tuesday through Friday, and then a Saturday show, and I believe that's when we finished. The 16th.
Can you just imagine at the end of the show, and other people just don't want to leave? I can just picture it, honestly.
Listen, we don't think to that point, because that becomes depression for us. It's like post-show depression.
I can just think of it.
That's the anticlimax.
I can just see it, you know. We stand there, we're applauding, and we want you to come back. And this is going to happen.
I can guarantee you we want to come back as well. We already, like, the cast is such an amazing group of people, and we have so much fun, mostly. And it's so rewarding, and they're going to want to carry on with the show.
Just now, well,
it's great.
Yes. And Neil.
Yes.
Neil confirmed that we didn't have this here in Cape Town before. This is a must.
Yeah.
Like Grease, like Phantom of the Opera or so, Hairspray's got to come back.
Yeah.
It's got to come back. You have a very short run.
Yeah.
You know, for a musical, a very short run. So, yes, go out and book your tickets. CompuTicket, that is.
CompuTicket, that's
good. Yeah, CompuTicket. Book it. It's open already.
Yeah, CompuTicket's been open for a month, I think.
So there we go. Book your tickets. You are going to miss it if you don't see it. Now, even if you've seen the movie, or even if you've been overseas or wherever and seen the stage play or so, the Cape Town production is a must. Now, welkom gesels.
Wat wil jy hoor van my?
Anything?
Well, I initially did not want to audition for the show.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Wow.
And something changed my mind. I thought, well, just go and do this. And when I took to the audition stage, it was, woman, what made you think this in the first place? This is where you actually belong.
Wow.
Because she resonates with me on a very, very deep level. Very much like Nawali, she's sassy.
Lovely.
But she's kind.
Yes.
She's got a good heart. She's got a big heart. She loves young people. She enjoys being around. I mean, all the productions I've done and some of my own that I've written and staged, all young people. And for me, it's fun to see them develop and to see something become true and tangible for them. You know, often they don't get opportunity. There's a lot of kids that don't get opportunity.
Let's face it.
They don't, especially in the so-called colored communities. Sure. They've never done Broadway. They've never done musical shows. But they've dreamt about it. So to give people like that an opportunity, and Neil latched onto it so eloquently. I mean, when you did say that spark in the eye, I identified with that. Because I've sat in your position looking at those kids that's got the spark in the eye, and you grab it with all you've got because it's something that you can work with. It's like a piece of clay that you can just mold and see something emerge that's beautiful. So yeah, that is Motor Mouth was designed for me. So I can hope that I'm going to go out there and do Nawal.
Oh, you are.
You know, in Motor Mouth.
Oh, fantastic. Ooh, rather bubbly, aren't you? Yes. Ek kan nie sê gesit en gesels heel oggend. Rather bubbly, yes, indeed. So, back to the actors and actresses she's referring to.
Yes.
So you've actually seen this in Cape Town. Now, I know that I have a sort of a punchline that every person in Cape Town is an actor. You know.
I know what you mean.
I mean, when he sells his fruit, you know, he has a little tune, you know.
Absolutely.
And he has a little rhyme as well, if you remember. He has a little rhyme to go with it, and which we won't go into now. And I take it that everyone here is an actor, but you have actually seen that. And what's your feeling on that?
Yeah, I actually wanted to make a comment, so it's just as well you asked. The actors and actresses, they get on the stage and they do their thing, and at times in rehearsal periods they need to concentrate and focus, and so that's my job to get them focused. And it's hard work, you know, to put on a show like this is really, really hard work. And the hard work is sometimes physical, and mostly physical, because there's a lot of dancing and acting and thinking. And that's the point. You've got to be disciplined in the brain to be able to get on stage and do something like this consistently. Yes. And what I respect about these guys is that they're making the effort for youngsters. They're making the effort to try and make this a reality for themselves. And they don't understand the discipline of stage yet. A lot of them have been on school shows, but to get on a big stage like Artscape and to present something as big as Hairspray, you've got to maintain. And these guys are actually getting there. They're getting to the point where they're disciplined and they're enjoying themselves still, because, you know, oftentimes the discipline takes away from the enjoyment.
Indeed.
So you've got to try and maintain that balance and make sure that they still get on the stage with sparks in their eyes.
Very nice. The very baritone voice there of Neil Leachman, director.
I think it's more the morning tone.
It is.
The director of Hairspray, the musical 2019, and also an actress extraordinaire, is Nawal Hawa. Very bubbly. I love it. I love it. I love your I can just feel it. Honestly, I certainly do. I want to thank both of you for coming along and making us aware of this wonderful play. Get your ticket. This wonderful play, Hairspray, the musical. Lots of fun, lots of music, lots of dance. And come and everyone meet at the Artscape from the 2nd to the
16th.
From the 2nd to the 16th. Remember, it's only that short period. And of course, we can ask for more after that, aren't we? Yes, we are.
Ticket sales are going, so people must get their tickets as soon as possible.
As soon as possible. Neil Leachman, Nawal Hawa, what a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye then.